You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to Snow the Goalie, Flyers podcast. I am Russell Joy, at Joy on Broad on Twitter, co-host of Crossing Broadcast, and here we are, Snow the Goalie, a Flyers podcast. I am joined, as always, by Flyers beat writer for CrossingBroad.com, Anthony Sanfilippo. Anthony, would you like to say anything really brilliant right off the bat?
I'd like to just say hi. You know, I mean, we're finally talking about hockey here on Crossing Broad. I know a lot of people have been pushing for this lately, and now we have the opportunity to do it, and I'm really excited about it, Russ. And this is something, we waited till the end of the season, but it doesn't matter. There's always time to talk about hockey, and I'm excited that we're going to have the opportunity to provide this every week.
Yep, this has been a thing, just kind of working on that anchor show, Crossing Broadcast. A lot of times the Flyers throughout the season have kind of fallen by the wayside, which sucks. The Eagles were in the midst of a Super Bowl run, and, you know, for better or worse, a lot of the people who were listening to the show really wanted to hear a lot of Eagles stuff, and we were mixing in the Sixers because they were hot. And then out of nowhere, the Flyers went from a mediocre team to an absolutely incredible stretch. Where, you know, post-Super Bowl, where they just simply could not lose in regulation. And then all of a sudden, they climbed to number one in the Metropolitan Division. And, you know, we said, hey, you know what, the Flyers deserve to have a lot more coverage. And it feels like, at least in our town, there's just not a lot of podcasts that cover the Flyers. And I don't think a lot of shows are doing the team justice. So here we are. Anthony, luckily, is one of the beat writers, so he's often down with the team. Anthony, give the people a little bit of background about your history covering the sport, especially the Flyers.
Yeah, so I've been covering the Flyers since 2000. I started with back in the day when what is now NBC Sports Network was called ComcastSportsNet.com. And I was back then, I was doing games for free for them. I would kind of double dip. I was occasionally freelancing for the Associated Press, so that's how I got credentialed. And Comcast at the time was a fledgling website, and I got to know a couple of people there, and they were like, hey, do you want to do some Flyer stories for us? And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I started with that in 2000. I started covering them on a more regular basis in like 2002. And by 2004, the Delaware County Times made me their full-time beat writer, and for all the newspapers in the family there, but they had six newspapers at the time, all around the Philadelphia suburbs, as far north as Trenton. And then I actually did that for almost 8 years for them, I guess, 8 seasons, and then I left the Daily Times to actually work for the Flyers themselves, running their website for 2 years. So I did that as well.
Does that make you part of the establishment?
I was for two years. I was part of the establishment. I was just writing stories. I was supposed to be an independent reporter for them, and I did, you know, do some stuff. That was critical. It wasn't all, you know, roses and rainbows for them. I lasted 2 years there before NBC kind of came in, did an internal audit and made some changes with the company and got rid of a bunch of people, including me. So I was laid off in 2014. Kind of spent two seasons, you know, sporadically being down there, filling in for Associated Press and the Sports Network, or Sports Exchange, rather, which no longer covers hockey, as a wire service. And then I joined you guys for this season. So it's great to be back down there on a regular basis and to, you know, see all of my old friends with the team and really be able to provide the kind of hockey coverage that I think sometimes is missing because people don't always want to, you know, ruffle feathers. And I don't mind doing that every once in a while. It's kind of how I made my career from a small suburban little newspaper not being afraid to say what's really on my mind. So hopefully that's why people are coming to Crossing Broad to read about the Flyers, and hopefully that's why they'll come on to the Snow the Goalie podcast to listen to us talk about the Flyers.
I don't want to, you know, make it sound like I'm about to have a love fest here for Anthony, which I am. But I think, you know, likely the people who are listening to this have been following your work for a while and have been reading you on the website. If not, if you're just somebody who's been following Anthony on Twitter, saw the podcast come out, and you haven't been checking out his work on crossingbroad.com, you need to do it ASAP. I've always found that Anthony's work is a perfect mix of giving you the storyline, giving you exactly what you need to hear, both on and off the ice, but then also kind of mixing in his own way, you know, being aware of the analytics, but not making you read an article that's going to require a PhD or, you know, three Advil prior to consuming it. So I think Anthony's struck a really, really good balance here. And, you know, for the most part, Anthony's stuff is also free, which is pretty nice. You know, I'm not saying anything about anybody else who does or doesn't cover a sport or the Flyers specifically, but Anthony does a really great job. Just overall giving you the perfect picture of what the Flyers are. So Anthony, you know, kudos to you on your work.
Thanks, Russ. I appreciate that. You know, it's interesting because, you know, I keep getting labeled as you know, this old guy who doesn't trust the analytics. And I don't find that that's true. I certainly think that there is a place for them in the sport. I certainly think that they provide value for people. I just don't think you can listen to it 100%. You can't be a slave to the analytics because it's not a sport that can really measure a lot of the game just yet analytically and statistically. And I think those things kind of get lost in the shuffle. And, you know, it's funny to say, well, we're going to just do the eye test. Well, it's not really an eye test so much as it is understanding personalities and understanding what goes into a sport that cannot be measured statistically. And I think if you're able to combine the two and use one to kind of support the other, I think it works. But if you sit there and try and say, well, the numbers say this, so this is what it is, you're never going to get anywhere. And I think that if you look around the league, you know, the Arizona Coyotes hired a general manager who was 27 years old at the time, and he was like this analytics guru. He was going to, you know, put the sport on its ear, and he's been there now three seasons, and they've only gotten worse. They're the, you know, one of the worst teams in the league, and it's all because he's one way, you know, looks at things one way and one way only. I think if you're able to balance that a little bit more, then it works. And yeah, so I will fight with the math geeks on Twitter a lot of the time because they're so focused in one way. But if I can at least impart some wisdom that's not analytical and say, but you could still look at this and say, yeah, okay, now you see why things aren't really working for this team. I think that's an okay mixture.
I agree totally. So I guess we're not going to, you know, argue about Fenwick and Corsi right now, or do we?
No. And you know what the funny thing is? It's not even those. It's funny. Like if I now mention a Corsi stat online, you know what these analytics nerds do now? Now they'll say, well, you know, that doesn't tell the whole story. Well, wait a second. Like 3 years ago, you guys were telling us that was the most important thing. Now all of a sudden, because we realize that it's not as good of a measure as everybody made it out to be, now you're going to tell me that it's no good anymore. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So the other thing that they're measuring is high danger zones okay? They're going to tell you that the place in front of the net, in the slot between the circles, is the best place to score from. Like, we needed to know this, Russ. We needed to know that that's where you're going to score most of your goals from. They haven't. We haven't been hearing people say for generations that you need to get to the net, that you need to get to the greasy area, the dirty area in front of the net, because that's where you're going to score from. Hello, I get it. We all get it. So you don't need to waste time measuring where shots are coming from and how many are coming from in there and how many are coming from outside. You could tell teams that win are going to get into those areas and score. Teams that don't win are not getting there. It's pretty cut and dry. And to sit there and measure this is, I think, is a waste of your time. You want to do it, more power to you. You got that free time, go ahead. It's another little statistical measurement. We could show the heat map. I've used it. I've used it in my stories. I put that heat map up there. That's all well and good. It looks pretty. But I'm not necessarily certain that that's telling us anything more about a team or a player than we already knew.
I'm just thinking the only person that maybe needed to know that was Dave Hackstall. I'm trying to think. It was a game a month and a half ago or so where they had, I think, was it zero or one attempt from in the slot in a game?
They
but,
did.
You know, maybe Dave Hackstall needs it, but I don't necessarily think that we do. Anyway, before we end up going on a very long diatribe here about the Flyers and Dave Hackstall and everything else, I think this is a good place to wrap for now. We just kind of wanted to let the people know that Snow the Goalie is going to be the go-to for Flyers podcasts. And Anthony, as of right now, the plan is we'll be trying to get some players or coaches, to have some exclusive content to the podcast that won't just be, you know, the regular audio clips that you would hear from the scrum with all of the other beat writers. So hopefully, you know, as people are, subscribing to the show, those are things that we're going to be able to put out there for the people, give you the best coverage possible on Snow the Goalie.
Yeah, Anthony, looking forward to it. No, I can't wait. I can't wait to get some one-on-one interviews or even if we can work it out to get one of the guys actually on the show with both of us as opposed to just me. That way you can ask some questions too, Russ, and it doesn't just seem like I'm the only one who can conduct an interview. I think that would be a good
God
thing
God help
as well.
Us if that happens. What kind of questions could I possibly ask?
Well, you know what you'll do is put it out on Twitter. You'll say, guys, we're going to have so-and-so on the show. What should I ask him? And then you'll get 8,000 idiot responses and like three legitimate questions.
But of course, the idiot responses won't come from the people who are subscribing to Snow the Goalie, because those are obviously the smartest, the best,
right,
and the brightest, and
the
greatest Flyers fans we have. All the other ones are terrible. But the people who listen to this show, of course, are the best and brightest we possibly have, and we are very appreciative of those people who give us a shot. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast as it comes out. It will be available in iTunes, Google Play, and I think just about anywhere that you get your podcasts. As of right now, we'll be posting this through the Art19 platform, which is where all of the Crossing Broad podcast shows are going to be. That's part of a much larger rollout we have. We have Snow the Goalie. We have Crossing Broad FC. It's Always Soccer in Philadelphia, Crossing Broadcast, and Crossed Up, a Phillies podcast. So all those things are going to be coming out. Make sure you follow Crossing Broad on Twitter. Make sure you follow me at Joy on Broad and Anthony at Ant San Philly. I got that right this time.
For once.
I know, right? make sure you follow us on Twitter, and we will we'll be getting this thing going, and check the website for Anthony's fantastic coverage of the Philadelphia Flyers as they prepare for what will hopefully be a lengthy playoff run, as long as Dave Hackstall, you know, plays the kids and doesn't send Travis Sanheim off to Siberia.
Yeah, you're a very hopeful man, Russ. God bless you.
We have to have hope. If we don't have hope, what do we have?
I hear you.
All right. We will talk to everybody coming up soon, probably Thursday of this week.